Hi, welcome to Business Link. I'm Jason Ball, President and CEO of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. I am here in the AOI podcast studio at the Lincoln Chamber offices downtown. Another fun conversation today about some things that are really going to be taking shape here later this year. Before we get into that, just want to remind everybody again, if you are bumping into us for the first time on social media, you can see our whole backlog of these episodes and these interviews and conversations at lcoc.com. And that's on our newsroom tab. We're really proud of this podcast and what it's accomplished. It's an award-winning podcast for the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. And so check it out. You might learn something new about the community and hopefully bump into something you find interesting. Speaking of interesting, we've got an amazing guest today. I am joined by Randy Hawthorne. Randy is with the Downtown Lincoln Association. And while we're talking, if you want to check out more of what's going on with that organization, you can find him at downtownlincoln.org. And Randy is the Vice President for Community Engagement. Randy, welcome to the AOI podcast studio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Randy, just real quick, announced to be coming into this role and kind of knowing some of what that entailed by working with the DLA, I thought, wow, that guy's perfect for that job. We really were excited for you to take up this role, and it's been a few months now, and you've really got your hands in the engine there. And so just before we get into what you're doing now, share with us your professional background. Like what mix of experiences got Randy to the point where he's perfect for this right now?
Sure. So I basically started in the startup scene when we had the big tech boom in the 90s. Yeah, I'm going to date myself today. and I got to help start what is now called FireSpring.
Yep.
At that time, Jay Wilkinson was really all about getting me out into the community. Mm-hmm. And so then I did get super engaged. And then once you do get engaged, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
You get a lot of asks.
It's a very slippery slope,
isn't it? It's a very slippery slope. And one of the first things I joined was Uptown Towners Downtown Lincoln way back in the day, and did Leadership Lincoln and all of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm a small town kid. Mm-hmm. Grew up out in the Hastings Grand Island area, Trumbull, go Bearcats. And I came to college here and I really decided to make this my home. And if you're going to make something your home, I was taught to jump in. And so, I've been engaged in the community since I was a young professional and took advantage of all the things that I could do. Mm-hmm. And, my volunteer career really kind of helped set me up for the current role that I'm in.
Yeah.
I live downtown. I've lived downtown for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And so this is, kind of it's my first place, my second place, and my third place. And if you're familiar with that, those terms, home is your first place, work is your second place, or your third place, and your second place is where people know your name.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate to have it all right here. So
I love it. I love it. Well, you're the Vice President for Community Engagement at Downtown Lincoln Association. What is the job of community engagement? What does that mean to the DLA?
Well, so community engagement can mean a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it could be a sales role those terms. But, as part of the master plan for Downtown Lincoln Association and their mm-hmm. current master plan, they really wanted to see energy in downtown.
Yeah.
And this is a great time. I'm kind of starting to see that on the rise. We had mm-hmm. this thing called COVID, which force people to work from home and force people to their couch. And people ask me what my competition is, and I say it's the couch.
Yeah, yeah.
Just trying to get people back downtown and just wanting to come here thinking, well, there'll be something happening.
Yeah.
Not just at football games or something that's at Pinnacle Bank Arena, but just on an average afternoon or evening mm-hmm. or over your lunch hour, I want to see things that are happening in downtown. And so that's what community engagement means to us. That's what it means to me. It's all about, making downtown a place
yeah.
And giving people a reason to be here.
you know, it seems to me that Lincoln is not that unusual, particularly for cities of our size, that post-COVID, we've had to be just maybe a little bit more intentional about creating that activity, maybe than we had to be in the past.
Most certainly. I think COVID, as with a lot of things, exposed something that was coming.
Yeah.
A little sooner.
Yeah.
And it's all made us be more creative about how we manage that. But, you know, downtowns all over the country have been changing over the last, you know, 15 years. You know, we have 12,000 people that live downtown now.
Yeah, yeah.
That was not a thing when I first, you know, I was a weirdo when I lived downtown. And so, you know, now we have this mixed use environment where we have people that are coming to work. We have people that are coming to play, and we have people that live here. And part of my role is to create an environment where all those people feel safe and comfortable about being here.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a fun time for Lincoln's downtown, too. We're kind of far enough past COVID. We've got several large employers. I'm thinking of like Huddle and Nelnet, for example. They're very intentionally bringing their teams back to the office, expecting more time on site. I think that trend's just going to continue, at least in the short term, for lots of companies wanting to bring their people back to work in person.
Right. And I want to give them a reason so that their employees aren't complaining that they have to come back to work.
Yeah.
I want them to go, I get to go to work today downtown because I know there's going to be something going on.
Yeah.
And so that's part of this too, is, you know, when people are asked to come back to work after, you know, thinking that working from home is the best thing, then we want to give them a reason to be down here too. Yeah. So,
well, let's talk about what that work looks like. I recently bumped into a social media post. The DLA, under your leadership, has begun a Downtown Champions program. I was real excited to see this, kind of knowing some of the thought process about what was coming. But for those folks that maybe haven't run into this yet, what is a Downtown Champion? What is the work of that group going to be looking like?
So the Downtown Champion is multifaceted, but really, this is all about engagement. And, you know, it's somewhat aspirational still. We haven't had our first event yet, but we do have a pretty good lineup, which we can get into in a little bit. But, you know, what I'm really trying to do, first of all, the new, you know, when I was a young professional, I thought nothing about doing a 5 to 7 after work, and staying after work. And that's a little bit different now. In this environment, everyone has to go home and take care of their COVID dog, or their family, or whatever the case.
Their sourdough starter.
Yeah. So they're, you know, they're wanting to try to keep things within work hours, and so, you know, just carving out the last hour of a work day, or catching a lunch hour, or things of that nature, just to get people actively engaged. So we have the Downtown Champion program, and we have a special section for the residents where I'm trying to create a neighborhood within a neighborhood, getting neighbors to know each other.
Yeah,
we see each other walking around, and it would be good for us to know each other's name.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that program looks a little bit like maybe your neighborhood association or something like that.
Traditional
like,
community
yeah,
building.
Just traditional community building. And I think that's important on all of this.
Yeah.
And you think it's good to work from home, and it's probably more efficient and all of those sorts of things, but your soul needs human interaction.
Yeah,
it's a known fact. You need that human interaction. Yeah. Even though it slows you down for 15 minutes or whatever, your soul will thank you for those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so part of what I'm trying to do is create those environments where you have a chance to breathe and get to know someone and have that face-to-face conversation.
Yeah.
You know, in theater, we talk about live theater is so awesome because, I don't know if this is true, but I've read it, that if you're watching a live performance, the audience's heartbeats will get into sync. And, you know, having our hearts in the same room is so important for all of this. And so part of the Champions program is just developing those times where we can get together.
Yeah.
And it's going to be based on some really cool things that you won't have access to all the time. So for instance, our kickoff event is at the Music Box. A lot of people don't even know what that is still.
Yeah.
And it's a great space for young musicians and old timers. I've seen some folks over there over the lunch hour just beating out all their frustrations on the drums. This weekend that was used for 23 of 24 hours for bands to practice.
Yeah.
And get ready for a stage performance of some sort. It gets them out of their garage, out of their parents' basement, but it is really for all ages. So we're going to take a behind-the-scenes look at that. Yeah. I know we're going to talk a little bit about this in a minute, but we're going to give some insider information about the impending Project O Street.
Yep.
Then we have another event where we're just going to kick back and go on a Cerro Cider tour.
Yeah.
and get some tastings, which I'm looking forward to. And then we have a lunch on the Olson deck.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're going to talk about South Haymarket Park. And then we have a lead center behind the scenes. And then we're going to go to Jazz in June after that. And so, you know, just creating these moments where people can kind of slip in and out.
Yeah.
There's truly no obligation if you sign up for it. You will get a monthly-ish email from me that says, here's what's coming. If you want to do something, let me know. I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the crux of that. And we'll, you know, I listen to people and we'll just take it from there and see where this thing goes.
Now, I was real excited to find out from almost right off of the bat, you got a great response.
Yeah.
I think it's over 160 some odd people have registered now.
You know, I haven't done much work yet. A Facebook post.
Yeah.
And we're over 200 people.
Oh, my gosh.
And thank you for sharing, by
That's
the way.
That's fabulous. Yeah. I I've been having a lot of conversations with other stakeholders in the business community. Like, you know, the vibrancy of downtown, I think, matters. And it's easy for people to get there. But, like, how do we become, you know, like we mentioned before, more intentional about it? How do we build it on purpose? How do we fabricate a stage for that to happen? And I think that's a little bit of a more ambiguous set of questions. And so this is an important step forward in that life.
Most certainly. And we're going to learn a lot from that.
Yeah.
And we're going to learn what we can do. You know, we were talking about when we rebranded the city.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the brand plan was some of this that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
It's all about placemaking.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes the downtown is the front doorstep to any community.
Yeah.
And having a strong and vibrant downtown where visitors go, I could live here. I could work here. I could bring my business here.
Yeah.
It is an important aspect of just making the community as a whole more attractive.
Yeah. Now, just a quick clarification to what this is going to be is not what up downtowners may have been in the past.
Right.
Great. That was an era in downtown.
Yeah.
This is a different era for downtown.
It's a different era for a new generation of workers.
Yeah.
For instance, our first event will be a non-alcoholic mixology event.
Yeah.
Because younger people are not drinking as often as maybe some of us up downtowners did.
There's hope for the future, Randy. And just very briefly, you know, if someone is hearing about this for the first time, maybe they hadn't caught wind of this, if they want to get plugged into it, where can they go to learn
so
more?
So you can go to downtownlincoln.org.
Okay.
It's under Engage, I think.
Okay.
I don't think it's on the homepage yet, but we're getting there. So
awesome. Well, check it out. If you're interested, if learning more about downtown and getting involved in that part of the community sounds interesting to you, downtownlincoln.org, check that out.
You get a free t-shirt.
Why not? This gets into something that maybe have some long-term and short-term applications, and another active dialogue that I've had with Todd and many others in the community is just activating our downtown.
Uh-huh.
More things happening on a regular basis, maybe things that aren't scheduled or that people just bump into. Maybe some of it's structured with, you know, groups of people. Maybe some of it's just the happenstance, good occurrences that can happen. Like what's your short-term vision or longer-term vision for this?
Yeah. So, one of the things that I'm, working on is this notion of planned spontaneity.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, again, placemaking, about doing those surprise and delight moments. And my planned spontaneity program, especially as we get some of the construction underway, will be to randomly see maybe a busker playing, or something as crazy as, you know, I think I got Clint, I'm just putting on record, to do a magic act on the corner, or
I love this.
Or slam poetry, or whatever people tell me, as long as it's, you know, PG-13-ish, I am going to be okay with it. And, you know, I intend to get my hand slapped a little bit around some of this stuff.
Yeah.
But we have to make things happen like this so that as you look down the street, you're like, what is that down there?
Yeah.
And again, it's not appointment. Like people don't do appointments as well as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can catch people over the lunch hour, I had someone the other day say this, and this is so awesome. It's like, I want to be in a city where I have to tell a person that I was late for a meeting because I got caught up in something.
Yeah.
And then for them to say what got them caught up, you know, whether it was the juggling or the slam poetry or whatever.
He was going to saw a person in half on O Street. I had to see if it was going to work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I want to hold people up a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to have people, give people a chance to stop for just a second and go, oh,
yeah,
that wasn't something I see every day.
You know, that's the stuff that ends up on people's social media feeds, and that's not why you do it, but that's the stuff that people take the time to take a picture and say, look at this thing I ran into. I feel like I discovered something in that moment.
Right. And and while it's not for social media, it is good for business attraction.
Yes.
To have those kinds of things going out about Lincoln and saying, I was in Lincoln and I ran into this, and I can't believe this is happening in this community. And so while I'm doing it for the residents and the, you know, the residents and the employees and the visitors that are here, just so they have a good experience, it's good to have a little social media on this.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I love it. You referred to this earlier. One of the reasons that this is, I think, becoming maybe more important than it ever has been in the past is our community has a major time to eat our broccoli moment in some long necessary infrastructure upgrades to Project O Street
Yes, Project
multi-phase project, one of the largest in the city's history. Not only is it the streetscape and the sidewalks, but there's going to be water and sewer infrastructure that is way past its planned useful life of something like 100 years. And so the investments we're making now is going to last for, you know, two or three more generations from this point moving forward. So it's a big project,
right?
And it's inherently going to be a disruption. So tell me how you're helping businesses and maybe downtown residents and others sort of prepare for what's coming and how to maybe navigate a longer period of infrastructure construction.
Sure. First of all, the city has done a really good job of getting out ahead of this.
Yeah.
And so they've been working with business owners for a long time now in getting them ready for how this is all going to look. So if a business owner doesn't know what's going on, it's because they've been ignoring things. But that's why I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when we finally got this all worked out, I didn't realize that one of my first projects was going to be Project O Street. But I love a challenge. So
So
I'm, you know, along with many others, we're working with those local businesses. Downtown Lincoln is filling in where the city kind of has to step back when it comes to a certain private business. They can't be promotional.
Yeah.
We can. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've offered with every business in each of the phases, you know, some time to do some marketing strategy, because that's my background is marketing. And, you know, to remind them that, you know, positive press is the best press.
Yeah.
And yeah. You belly aching to news and, you know, is not going to help you. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. We all know it sucks, mm-hmm. and we all have to get through it. Mm-hmm. So let me help you make it as painless as we possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these places are destination locations in a certain way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so let's help your regulars know how to get to you, for yeah. instance. And then we can work on, you know, the passersby. You know, the city learned a lot from other major urban projects. Mm-hmm. And I think they're, you know, really prepared for this. And I think the contractor knows what they're up for.
Yes.
And they're willing to help. You know, we'll be doing a weekly coffee with the contractor for any business that wants to come and hear what's going on. And, you know, I think the good news is I've had some folks say that they own businesses in other communities that have gone through this and that they feel like they're being communicated to mm-hmm. than some of those counterpart cities that we're a part of. So come down to O Street
yeah.
during this time. Please support the businesses that you care about so that they're here.
I think that's such an important point because there's going to be a lot of people that may say, well, I live on the whatever, south, north, east wind of town. You know, I'm just going to stay away. This isn't relevant to me. You know, respectfully, if that's resonating with what you're thinking, I just want to respectfully disagree. Downtowns are differentiators. We've got to keep this one healthy in order to grow all of Lincoln, in all corners of Lincoln, the way we know it can. And so I'm just going to ask the community, and this won't be the only time they hear it from me, please make a point to come downtown. Please make a point to go, whatever, have a drink at your local bar that's along the construction route. Like, that's going to be so important for us to rally around these businesses
right.
who, in normal times, create the character of the city for us.
And if you haven't been to one of those bars since college, stop by. There's probably still some folks there that were there when you were in college.
That's right. Invite the chamber executive to come have a fishbowl or Elk Creek water. We've I should stress too, it's not just about the bar and entertainment scene. We got a lot of retailers downtown
right.
that are worried about how they're going to be affected. We've got the movie theater downtown. Like, make a concentrated effort to get out to downtown just to support these businesses through what will be an inherently, I think, anxious period for them.
And when this launches, we'll on our downtown Lincoln site as well as the city of Lincoln site. But the downtown Lincoln site will have some very specific things that are going on, including a parking plan. And honestly, there is no parking on O Street anyway. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're going to go to the regular garages that you normally would go to to visit the things that you care about. So
I should mention here too, our social media team is going to be sharing pretty much everything related to this that DLA wants us to share. We've already been in touch with the city and Department of Transportation. And so we're going to be sharing information as well, just about how people can get informed about what to expect and timelines and feedback sessions and community updates on this project. It's a big one. I think the city's done just about everything they can think of to get the information out there as
right.
early as possible.
And make it as painless as possible.
But yeah. Let's conclude on a much happier note
okay.
than construction. because this time will come and go, and we will still, after this period of construction, have a downtown to build and create and activate. And one of the ways that you've been tasked with doing that is also working with the arts community of Lincoln to bring more arts and culture to downtown. Tell us about that work as well.
Sure. So that's a citywide initiative.
Okay.
A lot of arts and culture does happen downtown, but we have great places like Uni Place on North 48.
Yep.
They're doing a great job of building a tremendous community there in their creative district. And, you know, I've been tasked with, you know, just bringing this community together and helping with collaboration, helping find opportunities to just really build on that. Because, you know, it's always been my belief that a strong community is, you know, is a well-rounded community. And so, you know, we have, thanks to the university, among other things, we have great sports, which then bleed down into youth sports. And we have a great youth sports program. And, you know, we have a vibrant arts culture. And part of my task is how do we unify the diversity of the arts?
Boy, when you get there, I'm going to have you back on. You can tell us how you did it.
Because that's, you know, that's, you know, I'm going to be working on a project where we do say, so what is the culture of Lincoln?
Yeah.
And what are the, you know, what are those key pillars of, you know, our strong culture that we want to put out into the world so that people are like, yeah, Lincoln's known for their sports, but boy, they have a thriving arts and culture community here as well. And we do. It's just helping them to kind of formalize it a little bit and bring that together. And so, of course, that will pop up in, you know, Buskers on Beamer Street. And
I love it.
And, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But it is a citywide initiative to help our arts community just become stronger and more cohesive.
So. Well, it's so important. And I'm glad that you're, in addition to your other responsibilities, focusing on that too. That's something that comes up in chamber circles actually pretty frequently. And it's just, we're not built for that. We don't have that expertise. Every artist in town will know that I don't come from any sort of an arts background. And so, but it's something that we ignore at our own peril.
Right.
And so having a plan for it and a cohesion to that community is as challenging as I'm sure that is going to be, just because there are so many perspectives about what does the arts need. And I think if you ask 10 different artists that, you'll get 10 different answers to it. So
right.
I wish you well in that endeavor, and I hope that they are able to kind of find some core pillars that they can all rally around, or at least some areas of town that they can rally to.
Well, yeah, and the arts community is an economic driver.
Yeah.
As well as there are a bunch of small businesses in most cases.
Yeah.
You know, they're entrepreneurs. And they just so happen to be selling creative things.
Yeah.
So helping that arts community, a lot of them understand it, but helping that arts community understand that they are a small business, and these are the things you have to do, which, you know, puts on my startup hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
The man with all the hats, Randy
all the
Hawthorne.
Hats, yes.
I love it.
And they actually change quite frequently in one meeting. So this is not abnormal for me. I'm taking notes about, oh, I got to follow up with that and deal with that in another place.
Well, Randy, this is the perfect note to end on. You know, I began by saying it was going to take somebody that could wear many different hats sometimes at the same time. You know, to do the work that you have, you know, raised your hand and said, I think I can do that. And so we wish you great success in this effort, and the chamber will be supporting you every step of the way.
I plan on it.
Wonderful. I can't wait to find out what I've just committed myself to. Everybody, this has been Randy Hawthorne and Jason Ball at the AOI Podcast Studio at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. If any of this sounded interesting to you, you can go to downtownlincoln.org to find out more about it. And check out the work of the chamber while you're at it online. You can find us at lcoc.com. This has been The Business Link. I'm Jason Ball, and I will see you next time.